from KQED.
In a San Francisco courtroom this morning, a federal judge will consider releasing video recordings of last year's Proposition 8 trial. The trial ended with California's ban on same-sex marriage being struck down. Now, as the California Report's Scott Schaefer explains, opponents of Prop 8 want the trial tapes made public.
The U.S. Supreme Court blocked a plan to broadcast last year's Prop 8 trial, but the courtroom cameras continued rolling, recording every minute. After the judge who struck down Prop 8 retired, he used a short clip of the trial in a speech about cameras in the courtroom. Prop 8 supporters objected, asking the new chief judge of the Northern District in California to confiscate all the tapes. Judge James Ware declined to do that, and today he's considering another motion from Prop 8 opponents. They want the tapes released so anyone can watch the trial on the Internet. NOAA 8 attorney Ted Boutrous says those recordings are essentially a transcript of the trial.
That triggers the presumptive rights of public access to judicial records, which is grounded in the First Amendment, the traditions of this country. The people have a right to scrutinize the records of the courts that lead to decisions and rulings.
But Golden Gate Law School professor Michael Zamperini thinks it's unlikely the tapes will be released while the Prop 8 decision is still on appeal.
Other than the public's right to know, I don't really see a reason for the protective order to be lifted as long as the matter is still being litigated.
In any case, this is really a legal sideshow. Next week, the real battle resumes when the state Supreme Court considers whether Prop 8 proponents have the legal authority to challenge the decision striking down their ballot measure. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.